I'm here to tell you exactly what will happen. The story of 2025. The true story. First, you'll see a great big light in the sky. Coming up from the east. Yes, that is a star. Billions and billions of tons of gas burning. Next thing you'll see is a wall. A horizontal wall. That's the ceiling. You lay flat. You realize you were unconscious for a while. What's that all about? You bend your body 90 degrees. Now it spells an L for loser. That's you. You quickly leave this posture to form the number 4. Now you're sitting at the side of your bed, looking around confused and aching in your head, like there's been a big explosion of poop all up in there. You rub your eyeballs and you realize they've never been so soft. As you do it, strange shapes start appearing in your world. Nobody else can see them. Those are the shapes formed when you press your eyes too hard. You stop, because this might hurt later. You need your coffee and your tea. You make two pots, one black as the night that was just moments ago. One a bit more yellow and perfumey. You pour oat drink from a gray carton into one of the two. It was a mistake. You poured in the other one too. Now you have two gray liquids and you're sipping one, the other, one, the other, one and the other. You cannot taste the difference. You must have poured too much and busy.
Interrupted by my mom. Lunch is ready.
Peace. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I gotta finish this beat, Mom. Sorry. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You gotta go eat. Your relatives are waiting. You get up. You're dizzy. You sit back down. You think, how can I continue on like this for a whole year? There's gotta be a better way than forcing it out of your system. You get back to rubbing your eyes, and then a stray thought enters your mind. Everything becomes a little bit more clear. You remember the other day, everything was different, and yet it was all the same. That's been going on all your life. Every single year was the same. Every year the same. Every day the last. Every morning rough. Every evening bizarre. Like a strange dream that keeps on repeating and repeating, going on in circles, nobody really knowing what the hell is going on. And then in the morning everything resets, like that movie with Bill Murray. Bill Murray enters the room. He says, "Nobody's gonna ever believe you." And then you freak out, you throw him book. The book you've been reading all these years. It's been on your nightstand. Never left. Because every time you read a page, you forget it the next day. Your mom comes back in the room. "Okay, come on, let's go. It's 2 o'clock and 15 minutes past." You try to get up, but you fall down. All your muscles are turned to jelly. And your bones turn into worms. You're wriggling on your floor alone. Bill Murray is gone, and so is your mom. You look around, but your eyes have turned into worms as well. Now you're a big mass of wriggly worms. The wriggly worms from the back of your body are faster than the ones in the front, so the wriggliness as you try to move is just churning into a kind of like a wheel of worms. You reach the door, and the door is so big because you are so small. You're shrinking. You're turning into highly unstable, and you might at any moment combust and turn into subatomic particles, such as a variety of basically it's all exotic stuff that sorry I'm eating chocolate. Best course of action is to try to stay put. I'll be back in just a moment. Is highly unstable. We're gonna have to cut it. We're gonna have to cut you loose. I repeat, we're gonna have to cut you loose in 5, 4. Thank you for listening. 2, 1. It's been a pleasure.